The Uber Tour, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who've spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long to belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Yes, I lost my place. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne. Looking unto Jesus. I want to talk to you about that. My plan is down the road, one of the things I'd like to do is sort of take a jet tour through the Bible, in not necessarily in the nightlights, but maybe in an additional video series. That'll be a little bit longer, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, something of that nature, and take a book of the Bible and take a jet tour through that book of the Bible. When I was thinking about it, I thought, well, maybe an appropriate analogy might be like a taxi driver that sort of points out the highlights of a city when you fly into a new city. And then I thought, I don't even know people use taxis anymore. Taxis are so 1900s. You know, everybody uses Uber or Lyft. So maybe I would have to come into the modern nomenclature, talk about an Uber tour, and point to different sort of fascinating facets of scripture, basic lessons about God, those kind of things. So but that got me to thinking about what the role of a pastor or a teacher or a missionary or anybody that teaches the Word of God. Our job is, we're nobody. So say you did go to a city, Paris or London or Sydney, Australia, wherever you happened to go, Glasgow, or wherever you went, and you stopped there and you got an Uber driver and they took you through the city and they pointed things out. You might not remember the name of the Uber driver at the end of the journey, but you would remember those points of interest that you saw. They would be significant. The driver was just somebody that pointed them out. And that's really the role that in ministry, pastors, teachers, church leaders, what we're doing is we are to point to Jesus. Our message is to tell you, look at Jesus. And if you forget us, you haven't lost anything. If you forget Gene Kissinger, you don't remember my name 10 years from now, that's nothing, man, because I came from dust. I go to dust. I had nothing at the beginning. I'll die with nothing. I'll go into eternity with the clothes on my back, and I won't even be in the body that has the clothes on my back. So I'll go with nothing, because I came with nothing, and everything that I have I received from God. And so John the Baptist was right when he said, speaking about Jesus, he must increase, but I must decrease. I'm a little worried about what's going on kind of in modern ministry. Is there's a concept almost of a ministry superstar, you know, so that you have somebody that's at the helm of a particular ministry, and they're almost given a demigod-like status in the evaluation of people, and that's not good. And that's created a moral morass that's caused massive moral failure in multiple ministries, because too much emphasis was placed on humans and not enough was placed on God. There's only one God, and none of us are Him. And we need to always remember that. And so when I'm teaching or preaching, all I'm doing is I'm an Uber driver that spent a little bit more time going up and down the pages of the Bible, and my job is to point out to you what's here and what's there and how maybe the two connect together. But ultimately, I'm just pointing you to Jesus, and I want you to see Him, and I want you to know Him. Because I got to tell you, my Jesus can change your life. I mean, He changed everything for me. He changed the trajectory of my entire existence. And I'm so thrilled that I got to know Jesus. The older I get, the more I appreciate His love and care in my life. When every other human being has let me down, Jesus has never, ever let me down. And that's not saying anything bad about people. People are just people. They have got fault lines and they have limitations, but Jesus is limitless. Jesus is God. And so I don't know. I just wanted to tell you, look to Jesus. He's the one that ran the race. He's the one that won the race. He's the one that is set down at the right hand of the Father. And he's the one that when God says, all right, son, get up and go get him, he's going to get up and come get us. And I'm looking forward to when my Jesus comes back to snatch me out of this old sin-wrecked world, man. And the older I get, the less I care about this mess down here, and the more I look forward to the glory up there. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for these dear ones. I pray that you'd bless them, God. Help them to have a good night. Let them fall madly, passionately in love with Jesus. Help us, God, to worship Jesus with the worth and value that he deserves. And forgive us for placing too much value on ourselves. God, help us to see, to understand that we're dust. We're worm food. We're nothing. Lord, we're a bag of bones compared to you. And help us to exalt you, to lift you up, and to give you the appropriate place in our lives and in our worship. Thank you for all that you've done. Watch out over these. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but more importantly, Jesus loves you, and you have a good night.